And we'll have the PM General Election 2015 Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason next.
Eddie, we listened with interest earlier to your careful dissection of the gross domestic product figures published today and the consequentials of such news for the ebb and flow of the election campaign. Well, here on the desk of election news, we're committed to upholding similar Reithian values of rigorous analysis.
Shirley Reid says, do you like or dislike Marmite?
Like.
Do you?
Yes, like Marmite.
And do you have any phobias?
Rats? Not very keen on rats. We had one in our kitchen once.
Did you?
Came in through the cat flap. Horrible.
Heat magazine's revelations, I learn, will extend to the prime ministerial workout regime too. Tis the season of boom time for billboards. UKIP unveiled a new poster today in Dover. Now, if you worked for UKIP and wanted to reinforce their brand, where would you go? A pub car park? Why not? But so much for Nigel Farage's promise of a positive campaign. He laid straight into the Conservatives' failure to reduce net migration each year to the tens of thousands.
When Cameron made that promise, he was being willfully dishonest because he knew the truth, and I think now the British public, 5 years on, know the truth, that you actually cannot have an immigration policy. You can't set targets of any kind at all. You can't attempt to control who comes into Britain, all the while you're members of the European Union.
From Dover, we head to Bangor in North Wales and the first full manifesto launch of this campaign from Welsh nationalists Plaid Cymru.
Mae'n bleser fod yma yn Arfon yn lawnsio ein manifesto ar gyfer etholiad San Steffan 2015.
Right, well, if your Welsh is as rusty as mine, you'll be relieved to hear that leader Leanne Wood speaks English too.
If Plaid Cymru holds the balance of power, we will use that to rebalance power and wealth throughout the UK, away from the financial sector in the City of London and to those communities in Wales that need the investment. We will fight Wales's corner every day.
Shrinking turnout at elections, especially amongst younger people, is an increasing concern for many in politics. Enter today democracy's saviour, Joey Essex, who's made his name in reality TV. And he interviewed the Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg about how the coalition came about.
So because someone didn't vote too much over someone else, that's the reason no one won?
Yeah, basically.
But they said it happens this year.
You what?
So that's clear then, Joey.
Basically, I'm just trying to explain to the youth that it's a good thing to vote and to keep it brief more, because obviously all these like liberal democrats, it's quite a long word, isn't it? I learned that the name's liberal democrats instead of cats. Uh-huh. I mean, that's only a small thing.
A small thing, yes. I'll leave it up to you to decide whether you think I'm making it up when I tell you that the Liberal Democrat official website was briefly changed to Liberal Demo Cat and included a cartoon Moggy to boot. Let me give you a clue. No, I'm not making that up, and neither am I when I report that today Mr. Clegg tossed a pancake at an electronics factory. Next, we head on holiday with Labour's Ed Balls and his wife, fellow Labour frontbencher Yvette Cooper.
The hills fill my heart.
You can do four-hour bicycle tours of all the Sound of Music sites, the Shadow Chancellor tells the London Evening Standard about the family holiday to Salzburg in Austria last summer. We made headscarves and neckerchiefs out of old curtain material to fully commit to the role, he adds. He also says his wife, Yvette, would be a great Labour leader because she's a class act, before adding quickly, but I want Ed Miliband to win. Before I go tonight, a small bit of housekeeping from last night's desk of election news. Tekka Jones, amongst others, points out that the bird song we heard alongside one of her contributors came from seagulls and not pigeons. So there goes my planned secondment to Springwatch, then.
Chris Mason at the election desk. Peter Black emailed us during last night's programme. Here's what he said.
Please tell me what the new fanfare tune for your election 2015 coverage is called. It's really brilliant and motivating.